So I'll tell you, Agav, with this is the third Agav, but maybe stop the recording again. Sorry. So after Shir yesterday, somebody emailed me an hour after we finished Shir. He already had a Shaila, but he said that on making ice, said when Reb Posen, Dayan Posen, who lives on the other side of the Heights, wrote his Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, he gave it to Reb Breuer to look over, the Rav of the Yekkes at that time, and he had three haros on it, three things that he thought should be changed. But one of them was about making ice cubes on Shabbos. Anyway, okay, so Schita v'Seir. So the Gemara in Shabbos says like this: Kuf Chaf Chas Amud Beis Tan Rabbanan. Also, some of the Chaver asked, why didn't I, when we talked about wipes and the like yesterday, I didn't quote a lot of Shitos. For example, I didn't quote Rav Moshe Shita, who surely would be Mekel. The reason is because Rav Moshe Shita is certainly not accepted, Lahalacha. According to Rav Moshe, you could even wet a paper towel and, you know, clean your table. We certainly don't accept that. So though it's true Rav Moshe would be Mekel, I didn't bring that up. But there's a lot more to say about wipes. Also, I got it. Somebody sent me, I didn't read it yet, apparently a whole sefer on wipes. So so there's definitely a lot more to say, and maybe we'll come back to some of it. But okay, Schita B'Seir. So the Gemara Kuf Chaf Chesma Beis is like this. Tana Rabbanan. Aim im tricha l'ner, chavrosea madlekes las haner. So this is talking about a woman giving birth. V'maisa tricha l'shemen, chavrosea mevila La shemen biyad vim ein safik biyad mevia b'sara vim ein no safik b'sara mevia la b'kli. It's quite an incredible thing, right? So she needs oil. She's giving birth, and there's no erev. So how do you transport it? So we always try to minimize melacha if we can, to the extent we can. Everybody agrees that you do that by mi'aladas. There's a machlokas whether you do that by sharcholim sheish bem sakana. According to some Rishonim, you always try to do that. According to, let's say, the Magid Mishnah, Bedasa Ramba, Mitzdafka Mialedes. But anyway, certainly by Mialedes, we try to be Mimait. So how do you transport this oil? So you put it in your hand, and you carry it in your hand. If you can't do that, can't get too much oil in your hand, so assuming a person has, yeah.
Cups, loose?
No, you like this. Right. Yeah. So let's say that you can't get enough. So you, a woman who has long hair can saturate her hair with oil. Right. Well, it's talking about the women who help the mialedes, but you know they call them midwives, not midhusbands. So she saturates her hair with oil, and that's the standard way of reading it. There's another way, but we'll read it, and then she brings it that way, and then she could squeeze out the oil. And that will provide her, the mother giving birth with oil. And if that's not enough, so then you bring it in a kli. Tepuk lei mishem schita. So you haven't solved any. Maybe that's a good eitz in terms of hotzah. It's hotzah b'shino. It's a very unusual way to carry things, and you're saturated in your hair. But now you've created a different problem of schita. Rabbi Rav Yosef Amchavai, ein schita b'seyar. Oh, okay, there's no schita b'seyar. Why not? Rashi explains, Shukasha ve'ein bo'leya, which means basically that the hair is non-absorbent. In other words, though it's effective for transporting it, it's not the pshat that the oil actually gets absorbed into the hair, but between the hairs, oil is sticky, it's viscous, and it will remain, so it'll be an effective way of transporting the oil to some degree, not that effective, but somewhat effective. But it's not considered schita because it's not actually absorbed into the hair particles, hair fibers. Therefore, it's not schita. Rav Ashi Amar filled him yesh schita b'seyar. So this is interesting. The Gemara does consider the possibility that there is schita b'seyar. Presumably, it's not a machlokas mitzias. So then we're saying that you could have schita perhaps even when something isn't absorbed. Still, Mavila Bikli, Derech Sa'ara. Ah, Dekamadashus Nuyeh Mishaninan. Okay, good chap. It means you hang the Kli from her hair. Okay, hopefully it won't be too heavy of a Kli. Anyway, so So what is the conclusion of the Gemara? So certainly the opinions of Rab and Rav Yosef is that there's no Shechita Pseir. Rav Ashi doesn't say there is, though he's open to the possibility. In other words, you can't prove anything from this Braisa. You could read the Braisa in a way that's compatible with the idea that Yesh Shechita Pseir. So the Rambam paskins in the Tes Yud Aleph, HaMechabes Begadim. So first of all, it's important to note the context here. We're talking about the Isser of Melabin. We're not talking about Mefarik. It's Perk Tes, not Perk Ches. So he talks about the different halachos, and he talks about how Shechita is Mitzarchei Kibos, so you're chayiv for Mechabes in the context of laundering. Vein Shechita Pseir. Vuadin Laor. Shein chayavin al shchitaso. So the Rambam is passing like the opinion of ein shchita b'seir. Good. But he has an interesting law shown, which is that you're not chayav on shchita. So the Magid Mishnah says, well, you're not chayav on shchita, but there's still an issur d'rabbanan. Umihu isura ikka. Now, what's the issur? Again, we always know that Shechita could conceivably be aser because of dash or melabein. The tricky thing is, here it doesn't really fit with either of them, right? It's not like shechitas peros. Certainly, now, if you learn that, like we've mentioned, the Ramban and the Ra and Rabbi Nutam, who hold that shechita le'ibud is not shechita, right? So again, in that case, it wasn't le'ibud, but if you understand that we're telling you a general principle, in other words, there's no shechita, let's say a person went to the mikvah on Shabbos, and they're sochet their hair, right? So in that case, the water's holich li'ibud. So you couldn't be aser als shechita that's als dash, if you hold that there's no shechita als dash for ibud. It's very hard to imagine as well that you could have shechita b'seir in terms of melabein. Cleaning your body isn't a violation of melabein, right? If your hands are dirty and you wash them with soap and water and the like, nobody ever had havamina, you've laundered your hands now. So we could talk about why. Maybe we'll talk about that when we do boer, but if not melabein, but certainly it's not that. So it's not actually clear why it should be either of them. There's another raya also doesn't sound like it's melabein or aser at all, because when it talks about shampooing on Shabbos, on Daf Nun, Amud Aleph, brings up various issues that might be related, and it doesn't mention shechita. So it's unclear why you would think it's aser. Now, let's assume for the moment, like the Magid Mishnah, that there's an issur d'rabbanan. Where are we getting it from? So the Ran over there, when explaining, who was it, Rav Ashi, says that the tzad to aser it is shayach lemigzar de asu lechlufe b'midi debar shechita. Now, of course, it's not an issur d'oraisa, because, like we said, it's not absorbent. You can't have shechita d'oraisa with a non-absorbent material, but it's asu lemigzar lechlufe b'midi debar shechita. Okay, we could understand that. In other words, it's certainly very similar to shechita, because you're taking this object and you're squeezing it out, and out pours the oil. So you might think, just like I could squeeze oil out of my hair, I could squeeze oil out of an olive or something like that. It's okay. Now, that...
It's a fark, not even.
Right. But that would at best be a raya to aser it when it's not libud. It's an even bigger chiddush, yeah, to extend from there all the way to where it is holich li'ibud, but presumably that's the mekor for the Rambam. And now, either that's because you're going to accept Rav Ashi, but it could even be, we'll see in a moment, that this diuk, the Beis Yosef implies, is that even within the first opinions, because the first etza was to do it with your hands, right? And then we say, oh, if you can't carry it with your hands, so then put it in your hair, right? And if you can't do that, use a kli. So why don't you just start with your hair? Yeah, maybe it's gross. But the Beis Yosef says, no, the pshat is that there must be some halachic advantage to carrying it in your hands. So in both cases, with respect to otzah, they're both a Mishunadika way of doing Hotzah. But the advantage would be that it doesn't involve Shechita. So from there, the Magid Mishnah is Medayik from the Rambam, from there the Rambam is Medayik, that there's an Isser D'Rabbanan L'Kulei Alma. Good. So that's the source for the Rambam's Isser. Now, in the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, who was here? Yoni, you were here for Hosnida, right?
For Nida, yeah.
Yes, okay. So you were you remember this, right? So in Simon Kuf Tzadi Tess, the Beis Yosef quotes the Kolbo and the Ravid, who say an astounding chumrah, that a woman should not do tefillah on Leil Shabbos. Why? Because of a concern of Shechita. So she should push off her tefillah. That is a tremendous chiddush, because it's clear from the Gemara that they did tefillah on Shabbos. Maybe this was a Eitzah, post-Talmudic, I don't know exactly. But after quoting these views...
It was warmer there.
Right, exactly. There was less of a concern. No, the Ravid didn't live in a cold climate, Provence. Okay, it's still cooler than...
Provence is pretty cold. It's south of France,
it's
no?
South of France. It's cooler than Bavel. So maybe... Maybe they held that they didn't make this Gzeira and Bavel because it would have been plausible to be Tova without doing Shechita. But now there isn't. Whatever the concern was, the Beis Yosef says, no, we don't accept this at all. It's an interesting question also whether the Kolbo and the Ravid are exactly the same or are they different. But Beis Yosef says, we reject this view. Ein lidchos divrei kol hani rabav sa deshar litzvol biyom tov v'shabbos. Unfortunately, where people were doing this, good, nothing to worry about because the Rambam says ain schita b'seyar because safti time of orachaim shin lamed. He sends you to orachaim shin lamed. If I just had what he said in your day, I would have said okay, that we read the Rambam kapshuto. The Rambam said ain schita b'seyar. There's no see like there's some reading the Gemara, right? There's no iser, not even iser drabanan. Like he says, chashasha de shechita ein aklum. In other words, the Kolbo, the Ravid held that there is shechita b'seir. Memela, they assert tefillah b'shabbos, and the Rambam, we pasken like the Rambam, and we pasken like the other Rishonim, that there's no shechita b'seir and shine. So if I just had the Beis Yosef in Yoredeya, I would have actually thought that the Beis Yosef holds unequivocally there's no din of shechita whatsoever. The problem is he sends you to look in Or Chaim Shin Lamed, and when you look at Or Chaim Shin Lamed, he quotes that Magid Mishnah. That there is an Isser Shechita. No Isser Deraisa, but there's an Isser Derabanan. So, what do you have to say? It's not clear, because in Or Chaim he doesn't say anything about the Ravid and the Kolbo. It doesn't refer back to you. So, he doesn't tell you what's the debate. It could be that he understood the Ravid and Kolbo understood there's an Issa D'Oraisa Shechita. And in Meila, they said that therefore you should avoid Tevila B'Shabbos because it's a Chashash D'Oraisa. If you held Shechita as an Issa D'Oraisa, and it's, you know, there's a chance that a woman's going to be so Chetas, so then you should Aser Tevila B'Shabbos. But he's saying Enuklum, because the Rambam said that there's no Issa D'Oraisa, and therefore it's Mutter. You don't have to be choshesh. You don't have to go so far as to say you can't do tefillah at all. Gzeira atu shechita. Shechita itself is a derabanan. It's a gzeira l'gzeira of sorts. Mashen kein. In Or Chaim, say, okay, but we accept the Magid Mishnah with Dasa Rambam that there's still an issur derabanan. So that's speculative. In other words, he doesn't actually tell you how to relate these two halachos to each other, but yes.
Didn't somebody say it's because it's the Raisa, it's a mitzvah over there? In a
he mentions that, but he doesn't, again, let me read you the Lashon Yoredeya.
So here's a mitzvah. By Shabbat is not a mitzvah.
You mean if it's...
In general.
If it's not tefillah's mitzvah.
Yeah. Meaning by Shabbos, we're saying by the
yeah, Yoredeya. I understand, but regardless, forget, even by a woman, we have a problem, because... In Yoredeya, he says, "V'chashasha deschita seir ein aklum shepasaka Rambam shein schita b'seir." In other words, why am I not worried about this? Why am I allowing women to be tovlos?
Because it's a mitzvah.
He doesn't say that. He says, because the chshasha of schita seir ain't a krum, because the Rambam held ain't schita b'seir.
Then he references Yutar Chaim, he says that the Rambam holds the Rabbanon.
I understand. So that's why I'm speculating. I'm saying, how do we put these two things together?
Isn't that why he's Rambam is to Yutar Chaim, to show that it isn't the Rabbanon? Just maybe. Saying, Charles, there isn't.
So that's the point. So now he's saying, good. So that's what he's saying. Now there's a pshat is that what about the... He's saying the Rambam is against the Kolbo, right? So he doesn't spell this out. I'm suggesting. What's the pshat? What is he bringing from the Rambam that is a rejection of the Kolbo? So he's saying maybe the Kolbo held that Yesh be the Seir v'Deraisa. And therefore, he said she should be Deucher Tzvila to Moshe Shabbos. But from the Rambam, who says Ein Shechita b'Seir, meaning say there's no Seir v'Deraisa by Shechita, so therefore, Memela, she shouldn't be Deucher Tzvila. Right? But look in Orach Chaim, where I tell you that even the Rambam would agree there's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Right? So that's a possible Yishuv, but it's not explicit. So maybe. So Al Kolpanim, it's clear that the Beis Yosef seems to accept that there is an Issur D'Rabbanan of Shechita. Again, we don't really have a explicit Makor for this other than this Magen Mishnah. But the Beis Yosef does seem to accept it in Orach Chaim, though he does not quote it in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but if you look at the Bir HaLacha, Simon Shin Beis Sif Tes, Dimas Chaser, he does quote this Magen Mishnah, this Halacha, and it seems like, certainly the Mishnah Berurah is assuming that we do paskin, that there's an Isser, at least a Rabbanan, of Shechita B'Seir. But as we're saying, from the Gemara itself, and even from the Rambam, it's not so clear that there's any Isser whatsoever. The simplest reading of the Gemara is there's no Isser at all. And the truth is, the Gemara Kuf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, really sounds like there's no Isser at all by Shechita. The Gemara there is talking about, let's say a person was in the river or something on Shabbos in a place that's not a Rishus HaYachid. So it says that you should dry off before you leave the water, right? Why? Because otherwise, you'll be carrying the water. In other words, the water that's on your body if you don't dry off. Right? So dry off when you're underwater. I'll just read the Gemara. Man desachi b'maya, lingiv nafshe b'resha, dry yourself off first, v'hadar lislik, and then go out. Dom asi lasuyar b'amos b'karmelis. Ihachi kanachas nami, kika nami, Kadachi kocho arba amos v'azir no kocho b'karmel los lo gazir. Okay, so anyway, so doesn't sound like drying yourself off is a problem on Shabbos, right? It's very hard to say you can't dry yourself off on Shabbos because the Gemara says
dry yourself off.
The Gemara says you have to dry yourself off on certain occasions so as to avoid melacha. So
you see something there again because there is the Rabbanon.
I'm sorry. Okay, but sounds like it's a heter, right? Okay, maybe you could be dochak that's talking about a case where you don't have a lot of hair, right? He's a short hair. So
he had a beard, though, right?
So, short beard. Maybe a beard is better. It's less thick. I don't know. That's a dochak. That's a dochak, right? The Gemara does seem to say it's mutter to dry yourself off when you're wet on Shabbos. So could you say dochex? Yes. But the pashup shot is that it's aser.
Why is drying yourself off?
It's mutter. It's not aser to dry yourself off.
Why is that the same thing as schita b'seir?
Oh, so that's the question. So does drying, if you hold that there's an iser d'rabbanan, a schita b'seir, so why isn't the problem, why isn't drying yourself off a problem? So, right? So, I don't know. Why not, right? L'chora, when I dry myself off, I'm going to be sochet the water. Now, one possibility is you... So that's the kasha. There are a lot of different answers you could say. You could say, and if you want to take a look at the Dirshu notes 46 and 47... They have, in Simon Shin Chaf, they have like a The Achronim have a dozen different answers to this question. Maybe it's Moter Mikur Hadin, and this is Shechita Klachar Yad. So why? Because the water immediately gets absorbed into the towel, right? It's never on its own. It goes from your hair to the towel. So therefore, they were Mekil. And some say you don't really, you just pat dry your hair or your body over there, going back to surface water, right? So the concern for Hotzah is just the surface water, and the surface water will be removed by patting it dry. Or some say, no, you could dry the Chazaka, because since it gets absorbed into the towel and it's not very much, it's going to be okay. Some say you shouldn't dry yourself off at all on Shabbos. I saw that. This is very interesting. They quote from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Vada, he goes to the mikvah Shabbos, Chosin. So what did he do? What does he dry? Does he dry himself off? He has also a beard, right? So he's makbid when he goes from the mikvah to the Liederman Shul not to stop. So it's a shvus to shvus and a karmelis. He holds that B'nai Brak is a karmelis, and you don't stop. So therefore, since he doesn't stop, it's only a shvus. And memeila, shvus to shvus and a karmelis to get to shul, it's a mitzvah, it's a mutter. So he doesn't, he's choshish for the shechita, he's choshish to dry himself off, so he doesn't dry himself at all. Go straight. Don't try to stop Rav Chaim Kanievsky for bracha when he's walking Shabbos morning from the mikveh to the shul. So there are different opinions. I think the minig is especially for women when they're tovlos in the mikveh, that they pat dry but not deep dry themselves. To avoid on their hair, to avoid the issue of shechita
and hotzah,
right?
There's no hotzah.
So
the ladies outside the hotzah.
Okay, so that is the issue of shechita b'seir. So now let's turn to a very practical question that relates to this, which is the issue of toothbrushing on Shabbos. So. There are a number of potential issues that come up with toothbrushing. Rav Moshe, for example, thinks it's a problem when you use toothpaste because of memareach or memachik. We'll get to that when we do memareach, so we'll skip that part for now. But Rav Moshe also writes in that tshuva that even if there's no concern of memachik, right, uvelo toothpaste, behabrush, so if you avoid the toothpaste in the brush, then still it's going to be a problem, and there might also be issues of din d'chol if you use the same brush. So let's say you have a special Shabbos toothbrush. It's not clear whether there is an issue of din d'chol, but again, that's not our. We're going to focus on the shechita issue now. Still, it's aser, right? Ves to why? Because of shechita. So therefore, he writes. Ves habrush tov shelo lelachlech b'mayim kodem hamikwe mechshash shechita b'seir. So most people, before they brush their teeth, they wash their toothbrush. Says Rav Moshe, no, you shouldn't do it. You should. If you're going to brush your teeth on Shabbos without toothpaste, you also should not wash the brush before you brush your teeth. And also, you shouldn't do it afterwards because of hachana. Because why are you washing it afterwards? So it'll be if you're going to brush your teeth again Shabbos morning, so then you could. But after Shabbos morning, you couldn't do it because of then it's just preparing for next time. Okay, so what we need to figure out is does everybody agree with this that there would be concern of shechita in the bristles of a toothbrush? Yes.
You need to wet it before you brush your mouth. You have saliva in your mouth, so it gets wet.
Yeah, it's going in and out. Adirabba,
why is it not shechita, though? Going in and out.
It
goes in.
It's going to be wet when it comes out.
Saliva goes in the brush, and then the next tooth you brush squeezes it out again. Why does it matter that it's like in your mouth it's happening?
I don't even know if that's enough. In other words, the saliva. If you, let's say you brush your teeth with a dry toothbrush and no toothpaste, and you take it out.
Brush them,
And then you squeeze the bristles. Will saliva come out? I doubt it, right? Whereas, the reason why Roche is concerned is if you wash your toothbrush in the sink, like you normally do, and then you immediately take it out and you squeeze the bristles, the water will drip out. Uh-huh. So therefore, he's concerned. And he'd say, you know, it's a psikresha. Okay, even it's psikresha sidur rabbanan, talking about whether it's nichle or not, but it's a psikresha. Whereas, otherwise, certainly not a psikresha. Good. Now, some say, that's why you'll see, by the way, they have Shabbos toothbrushes nowadays, which are made out of these like thick plastic, I don't know if you can call them bristles, but whatever they are. And this would avoid the issue of schitub seir, sort of like the Shabbos sponges. That's from Moshe Shita. So there's a tshuva from this Rida Yesh that I sent you to look at, and he's matir it, and he is not concerned. He goes through all the various issues, but again, we're going to focus on the issue of schita, and he's not concerned about this at all. So why is he matir? Right? In other words, if you're assuming that that we hold that there's a nisur derabanan of schita b'seyar, so and it is a psikresha that there's going to be schita over here, so memela, right, and take your toothbrush tonight, could experiment and wash it under the sink and then squeeze it, presumably water is going to come out. So if that's true, why should it be mutter? What's the basis? So he says, well, it's a psikresha de lo nichale for an nisur derabanan. So there's two objections to this. Number one is, let's assume it's a psikresha de lo nichale, but we generally speaking, the mainstream view is to be machmir for psikresha de lo nichale for an nisur derabanan, as we discussed extensively. So they say, oh, here it's better. It's a psikresha de lo nichale and a double derabanan. Number one is ein schita b'seyar, and number two is it's schita kalachar yad. This is not the normal way to do schita by teeth brushing. So therefore, according to the Mishnah Berurah that holds of, seems to hold up, we discussed this debate, but seems to be mako on a, and this isn't the way this Rida Yesh puts it, but we're bolstering this Rida Yesh. According to the Mishnah Berurah, who at least in some places is mekel, and a psikresha de lo nichale for a double derabanan, you could be matir, and also, contrary, well, you could be mekel, because is this an issur derabanan klali or prati?
Oh.
Right, but one of them is prati, so we're good, right? Namely, ein schita, the issur derabanan of schita v'seyar atu schita with something that's absorbent is a local issur derabanan, so l'chora, you could be mekel outs that. So now, another way to put it is the way Rav Avadia puts it, which is it's a sveik sveika. Maybe we paskin like the Rishonim that there's no schita b'seir at all, like let's say the Rashba, as I said, the whole thing is an invention of the Magid Mishnah, maybe the Diakon Rambam. And Imtim Saloma were machmir, which presumably we are, like we said from the Beis Yosef, but still, maybe you could be makel in the psikresha derabanan, the Tumas Hadeshen. If you say it that way, that's sveik sveika, then you could even be matir if it's nichole, right? So that's the first tzad lahatir. Now, Shlomo Zalman, in the end of that shuva from the Sreda Eish, apparently Rav Weinberg must have sent that to Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He was older than Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he sent it to him, and Rav Shlomo Zalman sent him back his responses, which he published in the Sreda Eish. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, I think you're right that it's mutter, but I don't like what you said about the schita points. I'll add one more point. The Sreda Yesh also says it's going to be mutter because it's holich le'ibud. Right? Why is it holich le'ibud? Because where does the water that you squeeze out go?
The sink.
Yeah, the sink. So it's basically holikli, but it's mutter. So
is it in your mouth?
So and you spit it out when you're done.
But it's useful when it's in your mouth.
Oh, so that's where Shlomo Zalman's taina. Shlomo Zalman has two tainas on him, basically. He says, number one, on this point, number one is I think it's not holikli, but, and number two is I think it's nichalai. It's not a psik veish lo nichalai, it's a psik veish nichalai, right? It's amnam noach lo shietzu amayim vayde kach hanikwa yetov yoser. In other words, this water, why do you brush, why do you wash your toothbrush before you brush? So maybe one reason is to clean it, but let's say it's even clean. You washed it last time, you put it in one of those toothbrush holders. So one reason might be to soften it. But another reason, at least Shlomo Zalman assumes, is because the water is helpful for the cleaning. And he says for that reason, it's A, nichalai, and B, it's not considered holich li'ibud, because you use it. You use it only temporarily, but use it. Now, agav, you could argue that this is stira from Rosh Shlomo Zalman that we saw yesterday. What's the stira?
He's not holding out the ribbon.
Ah! Shlomo Zalman yesterday said the white water is holich li'ibud, right? So
you say it's not that the chassid is over, not like
so,
that.
No, but here too it should be holich li'ibud. In other words, here you want it for a couple seconds. There it's been for a couple seconds. Why is it holich li'ibud? Because after 5 seconds it disappears, right? You wipe your skin. We tested this morning with Adam's wipes. Within 5 seconds, your skin is dry, right? Gewaldig. So that's wonderful, right? Holich li'ibud. But 1 second, you need it for that 5 seconds, or for 1 second. So Rusher did somersaults to try to figure out why that's holich li'ibud, because it's even though you use it for a couple seconds, either in general or for schita, that's not considered a problem. So then it should be mutter for toothbrushing. We could say that's 2 seconds and this is 30 seconds? Maybe, I don't know. But it's a shtickle stira in Shlomo Zalman. A shtickle stira between what he writes here and what he says there. Okay, again, maybe that's a chilek. Maybe this is more miskayim, because you use the water for 30 seconds. Right? You're supposed to brush your teeth. And for my kids, the dentist said they have to say ABC frontwards and backwards before they could stop brushing their teeth. I'm not sure how they're supposed to do the ABCs while they're brushing their teeth, but that's a different channel. Anyway, so the point is, so this is a more substantial, you use it, maybe, but it's a hara.
You have to spit it out more actively, though? It's not just mamela going to go away.
Yeah, maybe. But it's a chiddush. And once you fundamentally say that when you use it for short term, and then you get rid of it, that's not begeder holich li'ibud. So any chiluk you're going to say to diaper wipes is going to have to be a dakas dika chiluk, right? Like your chiluk or the time period. Yeah, you have to say shtiklach. I'm just pointing out that those are shtiklach. It's not so pashut. Okay. So basically, that's what he says. So that's an interesting shaila. How do you use the water from the toothbrushing things? Agav, in the whole tshuva, they talk about being tovel hamifreshes b'mayim, right? This tshuva was written before people had running tap waters. I don't know. They had like a cup of water and they dip it in. So I don't know. Maybe, certainly the way we wash our toothbrushes, I'm not so sure that the Metzius of Shlomo Zalman is correct. In other words, maybe we wash our toothbrushes not because we're interested in the water, because either we want it to be clean or we're interested in the softness, right? We're not interested in the water facilitating. Now, I'll tell you my chap for all this. I'll tell you the other issues in a moment. But my chap for toothbrushing that avoids basically almost all the issues is like this. So I have a Shabbos toothbrush to avoid Ovdin D'chol. I don't wash it just to keep it clean. But even if I did, then I go ahead to avoid Mimareach issues. I don't use toothbrush. I use mouthwash. If you want, you could even get mouthwash with fluoride. And so I don't put the mouthwash on the toothbrush. right? Because that would also create schita issues when it comes out. I fill up my mouth with mouthwash, and then I brush my teeth. And so, and there's no schita issues in your mouth, because my mouth is full of mouthwash. Right? So...
That's not that's a negative, you mean?
Well, there's no... If you take a toothbrush, and you put it in a cup of water, there's no schita. It's all surrounded by liquid.
Why doesn't there use no schita?
I don't think you get a schita means something that's absorbed is getting secreted. I don't think that's schita.
It's still being secreted.
I hear what you're saying. I think the pashup shot is not. And even if it is, I certainly don't care. And it's all chliba. Notice my mouth is full of...
Go and help you.
It's right. Right. So here, for sure, it's a psikresha by double drabanan, plus it's not a klalius dika drabanan, it's a pratius dika drabanan. And I don't even think it's schita, because I think schita isn't relevant when anyway it's totally surrounded by... But you could, I understand, you can dingzach on that. And again, maybe you could have schita on an olive or a grape when it's in the liquid, because there it's absorbed getting out. But over here, when we're just dealing with schita b'seir, I would think it's not schita. The brush is still full of water or mouthwash to the extent that it was before afterwards. That's about the process of brunching.
It.
What?
Because it reabsorbs it.
Well, or because it never, it's just in and out. But anyway, even if you don't like that, so I have, it's a psik resha double drabanan that's pratiya stick. So that's the way I brush my teeth on Shabbos. I mean, you could also get the non-absorbed, you know, the Shabbos toothbrushes. Right. But I did that once, and then it broke, and I didn't replace it. You could also try to get ones with bristles or less absorbent, but I don't know. I think that all the toothbrushes that I got that had bristles that were spread apart, they still had these clumps, and if you filled them with water and then you, like, pressed on it, the stuff came out,
right.
Unless you get the Shabbos type. Okay, anyway, that's what I do. But going back to... or Shlomo Zalman's time is on the Sri Yesh. I don't know if they're so pashut, because again, I think it's possible that people wash their toothbrushes not to get the absorbed water to facilitate the teeth brushing, but to clean the toothbrush and also to make it softer. But as I said, Shlomo Zalman sounds like he does agree with the other taino, tamim to be mako. Now, the Sri Deish brings some further rayas that it shouldn't be a problem of schita. So he brings a raya from Shin Ches, Sif Yud Zayin, which is the Gemara we referred to it yesterday. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sfoig Ein Mekan Chenbo, Elim Ken Yeshvo Beis Achiza. So here, there's a Beis Achiza, right? Now, this will bring us into the machlokas between, that we mentioned yesterday, between Rashi and Rambam on the one hand and Ravid on the other hand. According to Rashi and the Rambam again is Chav Beis, Tesvav, so it sounds like when there's a kli, it's not a psikresha. And the Ravid says, no, even when there's a handle, it's still going to be a psikresha. It's mutter for some reason. So certainly, according to the Ravid, this would be mutter if you have a handle on your toothbrush. Most toothbrushes I've seen lately have handles on them. If you just use the strings playing, it would be more of an issue. According to the Rambam, less clear, because before Alamaisa there is schita, right? Even though there's a handle. Now, that deals with the question we had yesterday about what is a handle helps. If you learn like that chiddush that the Minchas Asher said in the Rambam, that Avada the Rambam agrees there's schita, but so such minimal schita that happens when there's a handle is okay, so then maybe even the Rambam would be matir here. But even if you don't have the Rambam, at the very least you have the Ravid. And then he says even a bigger chiddush, another reason. He quotes the Gemara in Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis that it's mutter lerchotz b'chame tveria mustapik adam baluntis. Oh. So they wanted to aser rechitza b'chame tveria. That's an issue, different issue. We're not studying the sugya of rechitza now. But they saw that nobody's going to listen, so they didn't do it. Because it's like, so it says the Sri Deish, oh, you see that they're a matir when something's very necessary, right? So here too, it's very necessary to brush your teeth. That's a little strange. Plenty of people are machmir on toothbrushing on Shabbos. But it's true that, like, some people, if you tell them you can't brush their teeth, they'll, like, be grossed out and they'll, like, you know, think of giving up Yiddishkeit before they stop brushing their teeth. But I can't make a raya from that Gemara. Because the Gemara over there says they didn't aser a certain thing that should have been aser Mr. Rabbanon because it wouldn't work. But if you think this is aser alts, the Xavier there were goes there, it's very hard to say, oh, but it's mutter if it's like very hard to keep, right? We don't usually do that. So I don't know. I don't know why he thought that was a raya exactly. Anyway, but as I said, I think you could be matir kemat lekulei alma with my etza, and I was told by a dentist that it's just as good as toothbrushing if you use fluoride mouthwash. I forgot to get fluoride mouthwash. So I just use Listerine. Maybe it's a little worse. But if you're machbit on really brushing your teeth, I think it works that way also. But if you're someone's machbit to brush their teeth, so there's a way to do it, and that's kimat pashat to be mutter, and avoids the issue. So okay, so we'll stop here, and.